When we think of frogs, we probably don't think they're important in our lives. But in fact, frogs do play an important role by eating disease-carrying insects. Now, in recent years, many frog species around the world have declined in numbers, or even gone extinct, due to changes in their environment. These population declines and extinctions have serious negative impacts on the ecosystems in which frogs live. These negative impacts could affect our lives in the future. So, scientists have begun to investigate ways to solve the problem of declining frog populations. So far, there have been two proposals. The first proposal is to prohibit farmers from using harmful pesticides near sensitive frog populations. You see, frogs are being harmed by pesticides. Pesticides are chemicals used to prevent insects from damaging farm crops, such as corn and sugar cane. But pesticides often spread from farmland into neighboring frog habitats. Once the pesticides enter a frog's body, they attack the nervous system, leading to severe breathing problems. If laws prohibited the farmers from using harmful pesticides near sensitive frog populations, it would significantly reduce the harm pesticides cause to frogs. All right, a second major factor in frog population decline is a fungus that has spread around the world with deadly effect. The fungus causes thickening of the skin, and since frogs use their skin to absorb water, infected frogs die of dehydration. So the second proposal is to develop ways to treat or prevent infection, such as antifungal medications and treatments that kill the fungus with heat. Those treatments, if applied on a large scale, would protect sensitive frog populations from infection.